humans tend to make a lot of errors in thinking. Our inherent tendency, again, this evolved pathways of least resistance, include a lot of flaws in thinking. Flaws in logic are one example. We call these logical fallacies. We tend to make logical connections that are not valid, that are not real. Our thinking is also plagued with many false assumptions. Our heads are filled with facts, things that we know to be true, but in fact are false. Either they're just out and out wrong, or they're just assumptions that may or may not be true, but we really don't know. Our memories are also massively flawed. We tend to naively assume that our memories are an accurate passive recorder of what has happened, when in fact our memories are plagued with numerous flaws that make them highly unreliable. And there are things that psychologists call heuristics, which are down and dirty rules of thumb or patterns of thinking. They're mental shortcuts that we tend to take that may be right much of the time, but they're wrong often enough that they lead us astray quite frequently. How do we compensate for all of these flaws in our brain's functioning? Again, that's what this course is all about, that metacognition. If I had to give a single term to encapsulate all of the skills in this course, it would be scientific skepticism. Skepticism includes systematic doubt, essentially questioning everything that you think, questioning the process of your thinking, and questioning everything that you think you know. The Scottish philosopher David Hume summed this up a little bit when he said, "A wise man proportions his belief to the evidence." That's one component of critical thinking, basing your beliefs on actual evidence as opposed to wishful thinking, for example. The goal of all of this is to arrive at conclusions that are likely to be true, as opposed to conclusions that are unreliable, but also to have some kind of a sense of how reliable our conclusions are. And this involves the scientific method as well. This is scientific skepticism, not just doubt, but a positive set of methods for examining reality. Science essentially is a systematic way of comparing our ideas to external, objective data. Science, in short, the goal of science is to lead us to conclusions which are actually true, as opposed to conclusions that we simply wish are true. However, not all science is valid. There is good science and bad science, or not so good science. And some science is so flawed that we, in fact, call it pseudoscience. It's not even real science anymore. Science follows scientific methodology. It is not a set of beliefs, but it is a set of methods. And there are ways of defining that as well as distinguishing good science from bad science, something that we will explore a lot. It's also subject to delusions. Sometimes our thinking goes so far awry that we can invent beliefs, invent our own reality, or we can get swept up in the beliefs of others.